Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them forth, the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together, a great multitude. They shall return here, with weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him, and will keep him as a shepherd of a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy, I will comfort them, and I will give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the whole world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of men, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
For me, it was in seminary that I encountered the fullness of the exercise. It was my first systematic theology class. Now, it has been suggested that I'm pretty smart. But when the professors asked me to write a prolegomenon for our very own systematic theology, I had no idea what they were asking for. Of course, all the smart people who are gathered here in this room know that means that I was being asked to write a brief, discursive introduction to what would be my first theological work. But of course, it was not my first theological work. You see, every time any one of us speak a word about God, we are being theologians. In fact, for the month of January, the catechism students of St. Andrews have been asked to answer four questions. The questions, frankly, are an invitation for them to consider their theology. What do they think and believe about God? If you want to join that exercise, here are the questions. First, reading 1 John 4, 7 to 12, how do you understand God's love in your life? And second, reading Romans 6, 3 to 11, what does it mean to you that in baptism you have been raised from the dead? Three, imagine you are walking down the street with Jesus and you meet a friend of yours and you want to introduce Jesus to your friend. What would you tell them? And finally, reading Acts 2, 1 to 4, and John 3, 5 to 8, when have you seen the Holy Spirit active? How do you identify the movement of the Holy Spirit? Perhaps it is in starting the new year out with discussing our answers to these questions is a great way to develop each one of our own theology. And perhaps we write that prolegomenon for our own theological treatise for 2021. Of all the Gospels, John's is the one that offers such a prologue. The author starts the gospel with an outline of the core theology before getting into the story. First, there is creation. More importantly, the author writes about a creative word who precedes all creation. This creative word is with God, is in fact God. This creative word brought into being life. That life is the light of all people. And this light, this life, shines in darkness, and the absence of light did not, cannot overcome it. Next, the author wants to communicate that there is one who testified to this light. What's different here is that the light that is coming into the world is the very creative word that brought the world into being. But there is a problem. This word, light, life, is in the world, but the world doesn't know. In that sense, the God word, light, life, can lay claim to all that exists, but that very same creation has the power to deny it. Even still, though, there is good news. For those who recognize, who receive this light, well, God gives the power to become children of God. Mind you, being child of God is a huge moniker in the first century reality. Born of God. What does sin look like then? One option is denial or rejection of the light and life that comes through the Word of God, or as another gospel puts it, blaspheming the Spirit, claiming to be God. The author here makes a move that then informs the rest of the gospel story that will follow this prologue. This is where it gets interesting. This is the point of the whole thing. This is the core. This is the ground of all hope. The Word became flesh and lived among us. There it is. We are not alone. The creative Word, God, light, life, elects to be born into human life and live among us. For all those folks who continue to believe that they have to go to God, that they have to get to God somehow, that they have to cross some chasm themselves to find God, here is the truth, the promise, the hope, the reality. God has already come to you, right here, right now, in the joy and in the mess. This is what the glory looks like. Glory reveals the enfleshed Word of God to be full of grace and truth. And from the fullness of this enfleshed Word, we all receive grace upon grace, a free gift. Now, sometimes you all know I have an overactive imagination, and as I was thinking about what this image looks like of receiving this grace upon grace, I found myself imagining us all in the audience of an Oprah taping, and God has come to be the guest host that day. You get grace, you get grace, you get grace. We all get grace. Everybody gets grace. Jesus, this only Son of God, shows us the God that we cannot see. This prologue will take a lifetime to unpack. And in fact, it takes the whole life of Jesus related through this gospel. And that life is a gift of grace for you and for you and for you and for you, indeed for everyone. And so as the church celebrates the remaining days of Christmas, where God is shown forth in the birth of Jesus, a child, and the revelation of the Christ at the Epiphany, as the world enters into a new calendar year where hope gets so easily misplaced in a calendar instead of in the Word enfleshed. Let us each take some time to write our very own Word of hope as a prologue to the Word of faith to be lived in this coming year. And in this practice, we all join our catechism students in pondering God, who has come to be with us in this time.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.